August the 27th, 2010. Laws for adventure tourism. The government said that there will be new safety laws for adventure tourism. Nearly 2 years ago, a British tourist, Emily Jordan, aged 21, died when she was riverboarding in Queenstown. She was trapped under a rock and drowned. The company which operated this riverboarding had no training, no rescue plan, and no rescue equipment. The company was fined $66,000 and had to pay $80,000 to the family. Emily Jordan's father wrote to the Prime Minister to say that adventure tourism operators in New Zealand needed to have training, safety checks, and a license. There are about 1,500 adventure tourism operators in New Zealand, many of them in Queenstown. About 850,000 foreign visitors each year enjoy activities like bungee jumping, rafting, jet boating, quad biking, tandem skydiving, and tandem parapunting. And the number of new activities is increasing. People enjoy the thrill of doing something a little bit risky, but they also need to know that these activities are as safe as possible. A report this week says that adventure tourism operators will need to be registered. There will also be safety checks, and operators will need to have rescue plans. However, the report does not say that all operators need qualifications, because there are no qualifications for some activities, like quad biking. In recent years, there have been a number of deaths from outdoor adventures. Listen to April the 17th, 2008, to hear about our worst adventure tourism tragedy, which killed six young people.